236, Slide, American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. X, American State Trials. Well, I am going home to get dinner, and you come back here in about 40 minutes, and I will fix the money. I went over to the beer saloon and took the cigarettes out of the box. There was some money there, 2 paper dollar bills and 2 silver quarters. I took a drink, laid across the bed, and went to sleep. I didn't get up until 6:30 that night. That's the last I saw of Mr. Frank that Saturday. I saw him next on Tuesday on the 4th floor when I was sweeping. He said, "Now remember, keep your mouth shut." I said, "All right," and he said, "If you'd come back on Saturday and done what I told you to do with it down there, there wouldn't have been any trouble." I was arrested on Thursday, May 1st. Mr. Frank told me just what to write on those notes. That is the same pad he told me to write on. I met Mr. Frank Saturday morning. He had on his raincoat and his usual suit of clothes and an umbrella. I refused to write for the police the first time. I told them I couldn't write. When cross-examined, I said I am 27 years old. I can't read and write well. I can't read the newspapers well and can't get any sense out of them. There are some little words like dis and dat that I can read, other things I don't understand. I can spell dog and most simple little words like that. I went to school for about a year. I can spell day, but not daylight. I can spell beer, but not whiskey. I can't figure except with my fingers. I know the alphabet up to 12. I didn't know Newt Lee. I heard them say there was a Negro night watchman, but I never did know that he was a Negro. The lady that was with Mr. Frank the time I watched for him last July was Miss Daisy Hopkins. Mr. Frank called me into his office. He said, "You go down there and see that nobody comes up, and you will have a chance to make some money." The other lady had gone out to get that young man, Mr. Dalton. She came back after a while with Mr. Dalton. They went downstairs and stayed about an hour. Mr. Dalton gave me a quarter, and the ladies came down and left, and then Mr. Frank came down after they left. The next Saturday I watched was right near the same thing. After Mr. Holloway left, Miss Daisy Hopkins came on into the office. Mr. Frank came out of the office, popped his fingers, and went back into the office. I went down and stood by the door. He stayed there that time about 30 minutes, and then the girl went out. He gave me $0.50 this time. The next time I watched for him and Mr. Dalton, too, was somewhere in the last part of August. The lady that came in that day was one who worked on the 4th floor. It was not Miss Hopkins. She went right to Mr. Frank's office. Then I went and watched. She stayed about 30 minutes and came out. The next time I watched was Thanksgiving Day. I met Mr. Frank that morning about 8. He said, "A lady will be here in a little while. Me and her are going to chat. I don't want you to do any work. I just want you to watch." In about 30 minutes, the lady came. I didn't know her. She didn't work at the factory. She was a very tall, heavy-built lady. After she came down, she said to Mr. Frank,